Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues what we've been discussing, and that is what is considered a significant amount that a person must carry from a public to a private domain, or vice versa, Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYachid, in order to be Chayav for Hotzah on Shabbos. It must be something of significance. A Mishnah tells us, Hamotzi Chevel Kedei La'asos Ozen La'kupa. A person carries a rope. He's only liable if he takes out enough to make the handle for a basket. Gemi, Dilasos Tovar L'nafa V'lich Varat. A reed grass, which is used for tying. Kedei La'asos Tolai lanafa velak vara, which is enough to measure a hanger for a sifter or a sieve. This measurement is smaller than a handle for the skupa. And what the Gemara goes on to explain is that the measure of a hanger was not really given for rope, because it's not customary to make a hanger for a sifter and for a sieve with it, because it's a little bit too stiff and it would damage the wood of the sifter and the sieve. Rabbi Yehuda goes on to explain, Kedelito mimenu midas min al la katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that the measure for carrying this gemi, this reed grass, length of a child's foot, and really enough to take from this material measurement of a child's foot and bring it to a shoemaker. That is considered, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the amount of significance. A niyar, paper, if a person takes out kedei lichtav alav kesher muhsin, enough to write on it a tax collector's receipt. Used to be in the olden days that the tax collector would come along and he would write two large letters as a sign that the duty had been paid, and this was referred to as this receipt, as this kesher muhsin, this knot of some sort, this label that was used to represent this collector's knot that the duty was paid. Mamotzi kesher muhsin chayav, one who takes out this tax collector's receipt is chayav. There's a machlokas of what happens if he's already shown this tax collector's receipt to the actual tax collector, and therefore he has already validated the fact that he's paid his tax. There's a machlokas among the commentaries if afterwards he'd be chayav, although most of the mafarshim explain that yes, he must hold on to that receipt in case later on someone questions whether he's paid or not, he has a receipt of payment, and therefore if he were to go out even after showing it to the tax collector, the first round, he would still be chayav later on, simply because it's his proof of purchase, shall we say, down the road, should someone question whether it was paid or not. That perhaps explains the language, almost as double language, here in our Mishnah. Last line, Niyar Machuk, erased paper, Kedei Lichroch Alpit Zuluchis, Kitana Shel Pal Yatom. Erased paper, what is the amount of erased paper? And that is if he takes out enough to wrap around the mouth of a small bottle of perfume. It's the amount of paper which really is not fit to be written on anymore. It's larger than this custom collector's knot that we just finished explaining. And the amount that is required is the amount that we can put on this flax of perfume. The other opinion actually says that this Palaton is not perfume, but rather it is a type of oil. Regardless, that is the amount of erased paper that a person who carries from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid or vice versa would be liable on Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel, our Mishnah continues in the same theme that we've been discussing. Or Kedei La'asos Kamea, a leather. What is the amount of leather that if a person carries their chayav? That is enough to make an amulet. Klaf kedei lichtov alav parasha ktana shebetfilin shehi shema Yisrael. Why is it this amount of parchment? It seems to be quite a large amount, from Shema Yisrael to the end of that first paragraph, Tel Avi Sharecha. The reason was simply because parchment cloth was considered expensive, and you'd never use it, let's say, to write out a custom collector's receipt. But you'd only use it for tefillin and mezuzos, and therefore what's considered the minimum amount that's of significance, and that's to write out the smallest parsha, that's actually the first parsha of Shema. Dio, what about ink? Did lichtov shtei osios, enough to write two letters? According to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference if a person carries the ink by itself or on a pen. According to Rambam, a person carries this ink into a pen, that would be enough to write two letters to be chayav. If it's just the ink itself, it would actually be a little bit more because it would have to be sufficient for the ink to be drawn into the pen, which is a little bit more than just enough ink to draw two letters, because obviously some of the ink has to sit in the pen itself. So it'd be a little bit more than just two letters. And just to finish off the Mishnah, Kechol Kadei Lichol Ayin Achas, this eye paint enough to paint one eye. That's the reason why only one eye. The Gemara goes on to explain that because women who go out veiled kind of would leave out one eye, and therefore it's just one eye that would require to be painted. And that is the amount of eye paint person carries from a Rishus HaYachid to Rabbim, or vice versa, a person would be liable.